This fall, it will be 13 years since the war in Afghanistan began. Unless the next Afghan president signs a security pact with the U.S., the 30,000 American troops there will come home by the end of the year. And even if Afghanistan's contentious election is resolved and the deal is signed in time, 20,000 troops and tons of equipment still need to ship out by December 31st. NPR's Sean Carberry recently visited Bagram Airfield, north of Kabul, where troops are busy razing buildings and packing equipment.
Sergeant First Class Ron Albert is with the Army's 2nd Engineers. His job? Overseeing Operation Clean Sweep. Soldiers are in the process of tearing down small wooden barracks known in military speak as bee huts. Some of these huts have been standing here at Bagram, or BAF, since the earliest days of the war.
There's probably around 400 bee huts left on BAF right now that need to be torn down.
This one is actually being taken apart by hand. Albert says it's in an area too cramped to fit an excavator.
We could tear down 8 bee huts a day with an excavator, and this right here is going to take about a week to tear down by hand.
Even though these bee huts were originally built as short-term housing, they've weathered a dozen years of use as bunks and offices. Staff Sergeant Dominic Kale with the 304th Engineers out of Lima, Ohio, is leading the crew doing the deconstruction. He says there's an advantage to tearing down bee huts by hand.
A lot of this wood can easily be reused. It's practically brand new.
And most of it will be given to Afghans. Across the base is a lot covered with 25 graying bee huts. Sergeant William Meesing is in charge of knocking these down.
When we first initially got this project, we started seeing some, signatures on the walls, and a lot of them were dated back to 04.
And once they clear out the wiring and other reusable materials, they bring in the excavator. The raptor-like claw of the excavator quickly chews up a bee hut and spits out the debris into a growing pile.
It's got to be kind of fun to just spend your days knocking stuff down. It is. It's very nice to do that. You can definitely get some stress out of your system, but at the end of the day, then you look at the pile of mess you got to pick up, then it's kind of like, oh, man.
And while crews are busy knocking things down and clearing away years of debris, there's still new construction going on here. A few years ago, the military was anticipating having a sizable troop presence in the country. But President Obama since declared most will be gone by the end of the year, and only 10,000 troops will stay for another 2 years. That has changed plans for Bagram. Major General Steve Townsend is commander of NATO forces in eastern Afghanistan.
Some of those things are either built or we're finishing building them because it's too late to change that plan. Others, we have actually canceled some projects and we've scaled back.
But Bagram still can't shrink too much. That's because other smaller bases are collapsing and personnel and equipment are temporarily moving here as units sort out what will be scrapped, given to the Afghans, or sent home. Air Force Major Chris Carmichael is commander of the 455th Expeditionary Aerial Port Squadron. He's overseeing the air transport of personnel and cargo out of the country.
We're the busiest aerial port in the Department of Defense.
Here on the edge of Bagram's airfield are dozens of M-ATVs. They're giant armored tactical vehicles, and these are all waiting to be loaded onto C-17 cargo planes.
All of it is pretty much going back to the United States. It'd probably be stored for future wars.
Many other armored vehicles still remaining in Afghanistan are not fit for future use and are being shredded. And some 200 will be handed over to Afghan forces. One of Carmichael's crews is in the process of loading 4 of these M-ATVs onto a hulking C-17 cargo jet.
It's a fast and furious process because they only have 2 hours and 15 minutes to get this thing downloaded and uploaded and back in the air. It's just like a pit crew at a NASCAR event.
And as busy as the crews are now, Carmichael says their capacity has hardly been tested.
So we have not seen the majority of the cargo we're going to see. Based on what I'm seeing on the projections, most of it's going to go in November and December.
He says they expect to fly out more cargo between now and the end of the year than was flown during the year-long Berlin airlift of the 1940s. Sean Carberry, NPR News.